This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Narang Koyang. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended warm greetings to the nation on the festive occasions of Baisakhi, Vishu, Bohag Bihu, Poila Boisak, Mesadi, Vaishakhadi and Putandu Pirapu being celebrated across India on April 13th, 14th and 15th, 2025. President Murmu in her message emphasized that this harvest festival symbolized India's unity in diversity and honored the hard work of Annadata farmers and encouraging preservation of nature and culture. She urged citizens to preserve nature and cultural heritage while contributing to national development. PM Modi in a social media post wished happiness, hope and abundance to all, highlighting the festival's spirit of togetherness, gratitude and renewal. Meanwhile, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu in a social media post has extended Baisakhi greetings, expressing hope that the harvest festival brings peace, prosperity and gratitude to every home while strengthening communal harmony and renewing festive spirit. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today paid homage to the martyrs of the Jallianwala Bagh massacre, remembering their courage and sacrifice. Mr. Modi in a social media post said that the incident was a dark chapter in India's history, but the indomitable spirit of the martyrs continues to inspire generations. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari has announced that the government will invest 10 lakh crore rupees over the next 2 years to upgrade highways across India, with a strong focus on the northeast and border regions. Speaking to media, Gadkari said that the aim is to transform India's infrastructure to global standards. He emphasized that need to boost connectivity in the northeast due to its tough terrain and strategic location, revealing that 784 highway projects worth 3.7 lakh crore rupees are planned across northeastern states covering 21,300 kilometers. Specifically for the northeast, projects worth 1 lakh crore are being undertaken this year. Chief Minister Pema Khandu reaffirmed his commitment to strengthening Arunachal Pradesh agriculture and allied sectors to uplift farmers, empower SHGs and promote women-led development. Speaking at an international conclave organized by APEDA in collaboration with the state government, Mr. Khandu emphasized the importance of increasing agricultural exports, particularly of the GI tech products like Khamti rice, mandarin orange, kiwi, apple, persimmon, yak cheese. He urged buyers to tap into the state's untapped potential. He also invited both domestic and international buyers to invest in the state's rich agricultural potential. Meanwhile, speaking on the occasion, Agriculture Minister Gabriel Denwang Wangsu stressed the need to build awareness and capacity among farmers to help them secure fair prices in competitive markets, while Chief Secretary Manish Gupta called Arunachal a powerhouse of organic, stressing the state's growing potential in global organic markets. The Kolkata High Court has ordered immediate deployment of central forces in Murshidabad district of West Bengal following violence over the Waqf Amendment Act 2025. The order came after a plea by the opposition leader Subhendu Adhikari citing statewide unrest. A special bench of justices Somen Sen and Raja Basu Chaudhary stated that similar actions can be taken in other affected districts to control the situation and restore normalcy. The forces will operate in coordination with the state administration. Naharlagan police arrested two absconding fraudsters in separate operations from Kolkata and Guwahati with interstate cooperation. In the first case, Debashish Kar, a jeweler operating from G Extension, Naharlagan, was accused in August 2024 of cheating multiple customers by collecting gold jewelry for repair and fleeing with it. After months of surveillance, he was nabbed from Harba, West Bengal. With the help of local police, he was being brought back to Naharlagan under the transit remand for further investigation. In another case, Srinu Cheka was arrested from Guwahati for allegedly siphoning of 4 lakh rupees from a women's bank account. A first-of-its-kind LGBTQIA+ sensitization and suicide prevention program was held at the Arunachal Press Club, jointly organized by AP Co-Air Station, Arunachal Pradesh Club and Mariwala Health Initiative. Under the theme Narratives of Care, the event brought together journalists, mental health experts and co-air activists to promote inclusive media narratives. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.